Good morning to you all. Thank you for calling into the Daily Inspiration this morning. Thank you for pursuing God and for being faithful in His Word. This world needs people who will rise up and be men of God and be women of God to bring forth glory to our Lord Jesus Christ. So, as we look at this picture of what Jesus did for us, I would just like to point out that the lamb that was slain, may the lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering, meaning that Jesus Christ, that has suffered so much for us, does he not deserve our lives? Does he not deserve a people who are willing to suffer for him? Does he not deserve a people who will testify and witness of him wherever they go? As the scripture says, ye are my witnesses. Go ye into all the world, preaching the gospel, baptizing, preaching repentance and remission of sins, that all the world may know that a Savior has come. This world is so full of pain. This world is so full of people who go their own way, who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ in their hearts, who are both empty and bound by sin in this life, and who will be bound by Satan in the pits of hell throughout all eternity if they do not repent and receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's a sobering thought this morning. I'd just like to encourage us to continue to look to the Lord for strength, for His Spirit, to be filled with His Spirit. I would like to establish this morning in our hearts and minds that the Word of God is the only true and infallible source of truth. It goes beyond philosophy and psychology, the study of human character, the study of human personalities, and all of that. It is the only true and infallible truth for us to dwell on and to live by and to think upon. I would like to read here in 2 Peter chapter 1, starting at verse 16. Peter is saying, he is putting in a plea. He's saying, knowing that surely I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. The Lord apparently showed him that he has to pass from this world here shortly. Moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able after my decease to have these things always in remembrance. Verse 16. For we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard, when we were with him in the Holy Mount. For we have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So what that's saying, I'd like to just briefly explain what this is saying here. it is saying that for the prophecy, meaning the Word of God, or the prophecy of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So Peter's trying to establish in the hearts of the people that Jesus Christ is indeed the promised Messiah, the only true, infallible source of truth. So the words of God that are written in the four Gospels, the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, will stand throughout all eternity. And I do believe that God has preserved His Word down through the ages, made it available to us in written form, preserved it for us so that we can know the will of God. There's many people who are trying to, I've heard one man say that how can we know that the Scripture is the only true source of truth. He made mention that there's only four Gospels, and he said originally there was like 40-something Gospels, and only four of them, all but four of them were lost, and these are the ones that there's left over. And so he was concluding that there must be many things in those other Gospels that were lost, that we don't know really what they're saying, so we would only have a fraction of the truth. But I guess the answer that came to me there for him was that the four Gospels that we have harmonized, they're all saying the same thing. I mean, they have different stories, they have different ways of saying it, but it's not like the one says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. And then, you know, one of the others would say that, oh, there's many ways to the Father. You just have to do the best you can. There's no hint of that. What I'm saying is the Gospels harmonize, the four Gospels that we have. And whether there were more Gospels or not, it doesn't really matter. I am convinced if there are 40 Gospels written by 40 different men, I'm convinced they would all be saying the same thing anyway. So I do believe that what I'm trying to say is that the Bible is the Word of God. And if we establish this truth in our hearts, that the Bible is God's inspired Word, if we establish that, then we can build off of its truth. But if we're not fully convinced that the Bible is the only source of truth, then we will not really know how to build and how to proceed forth in this life. Do we want to go to the library and find some other book? Do we want to sit around in deep thinking a lot to see if we can figure out what we could do to add to the Bible that would make it more real and genuine. And so this is a plea here that knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, let me back up here. We also have a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that take heed. We do well to take heed to the prophecy of this book, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn and the day star arise in your heart. So if we start with that foundation of believing the Word of God, in a sense, that's a lot of what believing is. It's believing the Word of God as truth. And when we start with that, it's like the light goes on and shines in the dark places of our soul. And if we continue in that and continue building, it says, until the day dawn. It's like when it's night outside and the sun just starts coming up, there's a light that shines in a dark place. And then as the day dawned, this light gets brighter and brighter. And the day star arise in your hearts, and then soon the sun is completely up and it's completely daylight. And I think that what that's saying is, if we start out with that truth, we continue to allow God's word to speak to us and continue to allow it to cleanse and change us and to mold us into the image of Jesus Christ. And then the light gets brighter and brighter and brighter. I do believe in sanctification. I do believe that, you know, as it says in Hebrews there, that if we just if we're just going to continue to stay babes in Christ and not allow ourselves to grow, then we are not, I think it says there, we're not fit to even handle the Word of God, as in being teachers, as in teaching others. But if we allow the Spirit to bring revelations to our souls and continue to walk with God, it's like the light goes brighter and brighter and brighter, and the mystery of the gospel keeps continuing to unveil, and we're able if we walk in the light that we have, if we accept the truth that God has given us and are faithful with that, He will give us more truth, and in that way we grow, and that light gets brighter and brighter in our hearts, and we continue to know the heart and the will of our Lord Jesus Christ day by day as we grow in this life. So God bless you as you continue to seek Him and to be faithful with the word of prophecy that God has put in your hearts.